LeSean McCoy, obviously, they line him up all over the place, receiver, running back. What's the key to slowing him down on Sunday?
That's a tall task because I think he's playing his best football right now. Boy, he's playing with a lot of speed. We've got to swarm to the football. We've got to wrap tackle him in order to slow him down. We've got to be very disciplined in what we do and how we attack their offense.
Is he really the key to slowing down their attack?
Well, you know, they have so many weapons. I can't say he is the key, but he's one of the main keys. I mean, when, you know, if he gets the run game going, it's a tough day. And then he's good in the pass game also. So, to me, he's the main cog, but he has a great supporting cast.
We again saw a quarterback put up 300 yards. Was it the same issues that we saw in week one or different ones?
You know, we had some problems. Some of the issues were the same in week one. Some were different. You know, each week I felt like we got better last week. I saw some improvement in our secondary play, but then I saw some lapses in our secondary play. And we're work in progress. We're going to continue to work to get it right.
Harry, one of your former players who played briefly for you said that you coach players to fake injuries.
I can't say I've ever done that, and I can't say that I haven't done that. I know that the young man was down, and I was glad when he got up. Then he was able to play. If the guy can't play to his full potential and he was hurt, then he was hurt. But I can't say I did, and I can't say I've never done that. So I'm not going to go back and forth about what I've coached or what I haven't coached.
Is that an attack on your integrity, though, if a former player comes out and says something like that?
I'm not going to respond.
What are your memories of last year's games against the Eagles, and is that as disappointed as you've been as a coordinator?
Any loss is a disappointing loss. I've watched that game a number of times. My memories is we didn't finish the game. We didn't take care of business. We didn't finish what we started. I'd like to see us finish what we start. If we start, we go down to get a win. I want to win, and I'm looking forward to playing them again. I really am.
Why was Aaron Ross benched?
You know what? We felt like he needed to see how he was being attacked in the football game. You see it in basketball all the time. You know, a guy's having a tough day. You bring him to the side. You say, hey, look what they're doing to you. See if you can learn something, what's happening. And then, hey, we got him back in the football game. And, Aaron's our starter this week. We expect him to be better. And I think he'll grow and learn from the experience.
There's a lot of talk, obviously, that the Eagles have won six in a row against the Giants. You've only been here for two. Can you still sense it's six, though? I mean, do you get that feeling that these guys have sort of had this team's number?
Well, anytime you lose two to a team, you know, they've got your number to a certain degree. I know it's a great rivalry. It's a rivalry that we embrace. It's a game that we look forward to. I know that because it's the Eagles, and yes, since they have won six, it probably takes on a little bit more meaning and has a little bit more animosity to it. Do I sense that from our players? Not really. I think it's just the anticipation of playing the Philadelphia Eagles this week.